With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The 9/11 victims are not forgotten. A lone bell tolls at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan at a solemn ceremony, this 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. As is the custom, the names of each of the almost 3,000 victims are being read aloud. In many polls, the economy appears to be a top-of-mind issue among Americans. In last night's presidential debate, Kamala Harris talked about it.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy.
Former President Trump says it's Harris who helped derail the economy in the first place, in part through massive government spending.
We've had a terrible economy because inflation has, which is really known as a country buster, it breaks up countries. We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before, probably the worst in our nation's history.
And prices are still rising, but the rate of the increase is slowing somewhat. The August Consumer Price Index up 2.5% from a year ago. Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Francine is barreling toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall expected this afternoon or evening. The Cat 1 hurricane could produce a life-threatening storm surge.
There's also going to be some areas of damaging and life-threatening hurricane-force winds in portions of southern Louisiana later today near where the center of the storm makes landfall. And the tropical storm conditions are expected to begin there later this morning. So conditions will be deteriorating throughout the day.
The National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart. A measure undoing Missouri's near total abortion ban will appear on the ballot in November, so says the Missouri Supreme Court. The Dow down 355 points. This is SRN News. West Virginia considers assisted suicide.
A growing number of states are embracing the practice, but in the Mountaineer state, voters will consider a constitutional ban in November. If the amendment is approved, it would make West Virginia the first state to formally bar a doctor from helping an individual take his own life in the Constitution. Pro-life advocates hope the ban passes. They point out that a so-called right to die can quickly become a duty to die, adversely impacting the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Harris's record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging that she will continue to do so if elected president. Walz, a Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats are counting on LGBT Americans to turn out in large numbers for Harris on Election Day. This is SRN News. Another death is under investigation at Grand Canyon National Park.
Park officials say that 59-year-old Patrick Horton of Salida, Colorado, was on the 10th day of a non-commercial river trip along the Colorado River and was discovered dead by members of his party Saturday. The National Park Service is conducting an investigation of Horton's death in coordination with the Coconino County Medical Examiner's Office. Horton, believed to be the seventh person to die at the canyon since late July and the 15th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. John Scott reporting.
In Kentucky, the manhunt for accused I-75 gunman Joseph Couch continues. The 32-year-old allegedly fired at passing vehicles on the interstate near London, Kentucky, last weekend, injuring five. Authorities suspect Couch is hiding out somewhere in the vicinity of the rugged terrain of the Daniel Boone National Forest. More details, SRNNews.com.